Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that's all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live with passion. I'm Andy George, and I'm so incredibly grateful that you took time out of your day to listen to this podcast. As usual, it always helps us if you go ahead and share, like, and comment on this podcast as well. And today, I cannot wait to jump into the conversation. Here is the title of this podcast, When Leadership Matters. I love that title, and I love this conversation today. Before we jump into it, though, I want to define leadership for us. That way, we have a working definition of leadership. One of my favorite definitions of leadership is by John Maxwell. I've used this before from time to time, and I really do embrace and believe in this definition. And that is simply that leadership is influence, nothing more and nothing less. Here's why I like that statement. I like that statement because that's really at the heart of what leadership is. It's not about rank. It's not about position. It's not about title. It really is about influence. It's how you and I are able to influence people around us. And what I like about that is that anybody can be a leader in that definition. It doesn't matter if you're the boss, if you're the manager, if you're the department head. Anybody in any organization can have influence and therefore can have leadership. Poor and weak leadership comes out of when we feel we have to lead because of our title. Just do what I said because I'm the boss, because I said so. That's an unhealthy, immature way to lead, as opposed to leading just out of the influence that you and I have created from within our role. So what makes somebody a good leader? Real quickly, once again, before we jump into the meat of what I want to talk about, what makes somebody a good leader? I'm going to give you three words that define good leadership. So before I do that, I want you real quickly just to think about people in your life that have influenced you, leaders that you know you followed, and maybe some of you are following right now, good leaders and bad leaders. What makes a good leader a good leader, and what makes somebody a bad leader? And when I say think about a good leader, I bet you in your mind you immediately have gone to somebody that you know of that is a good leader. And there's probably certain characteristics and quality of that person that make them such a dynamic and good leader to follow. Let me give you three words. The first word is love. Love absolutely makes somebody a good leader. Here's a statement that I know we all have heard before, but nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And true leadership, if it's going to be by influence, has got to be because people really believe you care for them. To truly, honestly, just love the people you lead. To know that people know that you love them, that they feel that you're not just trying to get something out of them, but that you're trying to invest something in them. The other word is the word empathy. To be an empathetic leader. To know and to understand and to feel what people are going through. To know that everybody has a story. And every story really, truly, truly matters. To know that everybody's going through something in life. To actually care about how somebody is doing. To be empathetic toward their situation. And the third word is the word sacrifice. To be a sacrificial leader. You could also use the word servant leader there. But to be a leader that puts the people in front of yourself, to be the leader that really truly serves other people in the organization is such a strong leader. So what makes somebody a good leader? What makes somebody worth following? It's amazing that it really comes down to somebody who is loving, somebody who is empathetic, and somebody who is sacrificial. And so I really like that statement of not just what leadership is, but also what makes somebody a good leader. All right, so here we go. I want to jump into something that I think is very important, and that is simply, what does leadership look like when leadership matters most? And when does leadership matter most? And here's the answer. It matters right now. Leading in the now. So when does leadership matter, and when does it matter most? It matters right now. And I could say that certainly no matter what is going on in your situation, but no matter what is happening around your life, leadership matters now. It's not something that we can put off in the future. It's not something we can wait on. It's not something we can get to someday. It matters right now. So here's what I did. I just simply took the word now and broke it down into three ways and three areas when leadership matters the most right now. So here we go. Number one, N. So how do you lead in the now? You lead naturally. That's number one, naturally. What does that mean? Real quickly, it means this. It means that you lead being authentic, being the real you. Nobody wants a fake leader. Nobody wants a leader that they think treat them one way and then turn around and talk about them behind their back. They need somebody that is an authentic, just natural, who you are leader. People respect honesty. People respect clarity. People respect leaders who are just themselves, natural. They're not trying to put on a front. They're not trying to fake their way through it. I do not like the statement, fake it till you make it. I don't like that statement at all. I think that you and I, out of authenticity, can lead people best right now. So how do you lead in the now? First, naturally. Secondly, how to lead in the now? Organizational skills. Being organized. This is so critical, especially leading right now. There is so much data and so much information. There are so many things coming at us, and not only at us, but also so many things that are coming at all of the people that you lead, that we have got to be well organized. Here's a couple of things about what that means. First, it's our communication skills. You know, one of the things that communication does is it adds value to people we communicate to. When people feel that we value them enough to communicate well to them, it's an amazing response. So communication is organizational skills. We've got to communicate. And some of the things that that means is also this. It means that you follow up and you follow through. So leading in the now, leading right now in this moment, you have to be organized. You have to communicate. You've got to follow up and you got to follow through with what you said you were going to do. Well, I don't know about you, but there's nothing more frustrating to me than when somebody says they're going to deliver on something and then you never hear from them or they don't deliver. You know, whether you're working within your own organization or you're just working with other people and other organizations and you hear things like, yep, I'll have that tomorrow. I'll have that done next week. I'll have a quote to you here. And then you never hear from them. That is so frustrating. It really is. So let's not be that kind of leader. Let's be organized. And then the third area under organizational skills is consistency. Just show up and keep showing up. Sometimes leadership, honestly, is just showing up consistently. It's not necessarily having all the right answers. It's not necessarily making all the right decisions at the right time, although that's great. Sometimes leadership, because leadership is hard, it's just showing up. It's showing up when it's hard. Leadership is fun when it's easy. Leadership is wonderful when your team is clicking on all cylinders. Leadership is beautiful when everybody's doing everything they said they were going to do. But most of the time, leadership is difficult and leadership is hard. It's showing up consistently in the hard moments. And thirdly, leading in the now. So number one, how to lead in the now when leadership matters most is to lead naturally, authentically, being you, having respect and honesty and clarity. O is organizational skills, which comes to communication, follow up and follow through, and consistency, keep showing up. And third, W is wise. Leading in the now when leadership matters most is having wisdom. There's a couple ways to have wisdom. One of the biggest ways is to seek counsel. Just to seek people that you know are a little bit further ahead than you are. One of the greatest tools that everybody has right now is the access to people around the world 24/7. There is somebody who is out there doing whatever you do better than you. I'm just going to tell you that. You might be at the top of the game. You might be close to the top, but typically you can always find somebody that's doing whatever you're doing a little bit better. Or you can find somebody that is just a better overall, well-rounded, seasoned leader. So seek counsel, seek wisdom, find people. Don't be afraid to reach out to somebody and ask them to spend some time with you. Read books, listen to podcasts, watch videos, go to conferences. All that is great. But at the end of the day, don't stop growing. The moment we stop growing is the moment we start going backwards. There is no in-between. There is no just stalemate. You're either growing or you're not. You have to grow every single day. So seek counsel. Secondly, under wisdom, wisdom is to know when to move forward or when to stay put. This is a real tricky one sometimes in organizations because there's so many options. You might be looking ahead and maybe you've got a bunch of different choices and a bunch of different options ahead of you. And really, truly, one of the most important things to do is just knowing when to move and when to stay. Having wisdom on that, which leads to the third area of wisdom, and that is about knowledge. You know, knowledge is about what you know in your mind. Wisdom is what to do with what you know. Having really strong wisdom is being able to take and assimilate all the information that you just received, all the information from the wise counsel, all the information from knowing things and seeking out different solutions to see all the paths, that have all the data in front of you. That's knowledge. Wisdom now is to know what to do with that knowledge, to know how to implement it. So when does leadership matter? Leadership matters in the now, right now, leading in the now, leading naturally, leading with organizational skills, and leading ultimately with wisdom. Well, once again, you've been listening to the Andy George Leadership Podcast, and I really do hope, truly hope, that this helped you reach your potential, define your purpose, and I hope it's causing you to live with passion. Thanks again for listening to this episode, and I can't wait to catch you on the next one. Have a great day.